several months ago, it was just a bit of chatter. And then he came on and he said, no, we'll do that. We'll claim Kilimanjaro. And by the way, I've got ataxia, Friedreich's ataxia,
okay,
which is an incurable disease that my brother had. And my brother sadly passed away 22 years ago. So it then became even more bizarre that this young man with ataxia, you know, quite serious ailment, would even think about climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, which really intrigued me. He's a great guy. His name's Durant Williams. And the more I talked about it, the more I got interested, the more we wanted to do it. And he's pushed on, and you know, he's been training up in Merthyr Tydfil, where he's from. And so it's all arranged, and we're going out with his dad, his friend, and myself, and going to try and attempt to climb Kilimanjaro. He's in a wheelchair, so he's in an adapted wheelchair where he uses his arms to row. So it's going to be a very, very physical challenge. One I don't know if I'm prepared for, but never been short of jumping at a challenge. I think it's just a fantastic cause. And you know, my brother's memory, he called the team David. And, you know, I think it's going to be a very emotional trip, a very hard trip, but something that I think could be life-changing.
Glenn, I read that you've spoken about your brother before, and that for a long time you were unable really to deal with the grief of losing him. I wonder if you could maybe speak a little bit about the condition, because Friedreich's ataxia, it's not something I've ever heard of before.
No, it's a disease that attacks the nervous system. My brother developed it, and you know, my mom's a wonderful lady. She had six kids and a very low income family, and adopted a disabled boy when we were babies. That's how great my mother is. But he became my closest brother because I used to carry him to school. His condition is just gradually got worse and worse. And I think because you know, we didn't have the nutrition, or we didn't have, you know, the capability to help him to the full, his condition got worse. They said that he would probably not make it till his 50th birthday. In fact, lived to see me win the World Championship. He was ringside and he got to 29. And he was a great, great, you know, an amazing fighter. But I think that, you know, it's still incurable. And obviously, we're looking for a cure and looking to raise money for that. But it does attack the nervous system, but it seems to be more treatable. Hence, you know, Garant, as you know, he drives a car, he works, he's got two children, and he's got to try and climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Well, that's tremendous. I mean, Ataxia UK is a national charity. Before we switch to boxing, if you don't mind, do you want to tell everyone how they can contribute?
Just, I have a Glenn McCrory Just Giving page, so anybody wants to contribute, that would be fantastic to help the cause. It's obviously it was harrowing. It was. You know, I'll never ever get over it. The memory of my brother and watching him die a little bit every single day, and that will live with me forever. And I'll feel a little bit closer to him if I get to the top of Kilimanjaro.
Glenn, you mentioned that he managed to see you win the world title. Of course, that world title is now held by Alexander Usyk, as he holds almost every title in the world. And Tony Bellew is taking him on later this year. What chance do you see Bellew having of undoing one of the greats at the moment?
You know, Usyk is very, very talented. He's an excellent boxer, great movement, great footwork. But if he was offered to me back in the day, I would have jumped at that fight as well. I think Tony Bellew's doing the right thing. I think he definitely has a chance. He's a powerful puncher. You know, he's exciting. He's full of confidence at the minute. You know, he's got bags of experience. So I think that is a fight, you know, he should take. And I, you know, I would certainly not rule Tony Bellew out of this at all, coming away with all of the belts.
And of course, it's such an exciting time for British boxing. Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, end of the year. Assuming that they both get into the ring, which I have certain reservations about, but assuming that we get there, how do you see that fight? I can't pick it. It's such a clash of styles.
No, Well, it's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing that the probably the most talked about heavyweight championship fight in the world will not feature Anthony Joshua, which is amazing, isn't it? Anthony Joshua himself is a sellout, 90,000 at Wembley, is doing fantastic for Britain. But Tyson Fury is looking to slip in there and get a win against Deontay Wilder, which could set up the biggest fight in British boxing history. And I think it's a great fight. It's a great clash of styles. It's going to be exciting because Deontay Wilder has power. But he's a bag of tricks. And when you've got a bag of tricks like Tyson Fury, who's also a man mountain, it's that makes for a great fight. And that gives him a fantastic chance of coming away with a WBC belt at the beginning of December.
Glenn, when Anthony Joshua just turned professional, I remember speaking to Barry Hearn and I asked him how good could this lad be, and he said he could be one of the best. What do you think?
He's improving all the time. He's answering the questions. He's got he's got a chin. He's got boxing ability. He's got heart. He's exciting. He's good to watch. He's a superstar, and I think. Yes, there's a long way to go before you're in the likes of the names of your Muhammad Ali's and your Mike Tyson's, your Van der Holyfield's and your Lennox Lewis's. But he's well on he's on the way. He's on that path. He's carving his name in history, in heavyweight history. So it bodes well. But British boxing is so good, and there's a queue of British heavyweights following in his path.
Glenn, the million-dollar question, you mentioned it there, that the biggest fight in British boxing history, if we get it, which way do you see it going if it does happen, say, end of next year?
I think I'd have to reserve my opinion till after.
Oh, get off the fence, Glenn!
No, I never get on the fence, but we've got one slight hurdle, and that's Deontay Wilder.
Mm.
So I think we need to see how Tyson Fury deals with that challenge, if he deals with it at all.
Yeah.
And that will answer a lot of questions. I mean, I've said all along, I think Tyson Fury has the makings of being back at the very pinnacle of world boxing. I think he's the man, he's the toughest to beat. If I was picking an opponent of the three, he's the one I'd least like to have because of his size, because of how difficult he is to box and how tricky he is. But Andy Joshua is another person altogether. He's immensely talented. The great thing is they're both undefeated. And if Tyson Fury can get past Deontay Wilder, that's the million-dollar question. That's a terrifically tough fight. But if he does that, it sets up a fantastic encounter. And if he does get past that, so not sitting on the fence, he will beat Andy Joshua if he gets past Wilder.
Well, Glenn, good-looking climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. I imagine it'll be a bit different to Merthyr. That's all I can say.
I don't think it's that much different.
Are you sure? I must have been going to the wrong Merthyr then. Good luck, mate.
It's about the same height. Thanks very much.